All right, Terry, is this your turn to start or mine?
Yours.
When you're on recording still.
I'm recording? I'm not recording?
Not yet.
Well, I don't want to record yet because what we're going to do is just talk until 6:06, and that's when most people want. But we welcome you all to the Winfrey Conference Line, simulcast on BBS Radio. And we announce it at 6 o'clock, so we're not going to officially start. So this is our unofficial banter between now and 6 o'clock with Terry Brown, who is my co-host on the show. But maybe I'm your co-host, Terry.
Oh, no, I don't think so. We're each other's co-hosts, but you're the main host.
You think so?
This is your show. Yes,
well,
it's your show.
I think it's your show. Terry's very shy. When I throw her off balance, she doesn't know what to say. Maybe we should just give the show to Hives tonight. Hives.
We're according to the law of one, so we're all one, actually.
That's right. We're all one. So it's a shared hosting from Spirit. In any case, we have a really interesting topic tonight. And remember, we haven't started officially yet. We start about 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll be hearing some dings as people come into the conference call. And if you happen to be tuning in for the first time, this is a call that emphasizes the connection between other dimensions and this dimension. And if you're in this dimension, as you well know, other dimensions can be quite a mystery. Like maybe they don't even exist. Maybe this is all there is. And that's the illusion of this realm. And in my case, I've had a number of amazing experiences that have really convinced me beyond doubt that other dimensions do exist, that there is intelligence in other dimensions, and that not only have they convinced me, they talk to me, and they'll talk to you. And part of this show, we have communications. And Terry happens to be one of those rare people that is able to be a conduit that can hear and translate voices from other dimensions and bring them into the physical. Is that a good way of saying it, Terry?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And this has all happened kind of happenstance. And, of course, there's been lots of miracles, lots of amazing phenomena. And we just heard someone come in on BBS. Would you like to greet them, Heist?
Yeah, welcome to the BBS call. Please say your name and city.
Aloha, Heist and Wynn. This is Gina from Oahu, Hawaii.
Good evening, Gina. Welcome to the call. And we had somebody else come in right after you. Welcome to the call also. And please say your name and city.
This is Edna. How are you?
Hi, Edna.
Hi there.
Now, one of the things that happens is when people check in on these calls, sometimes they have an experience of what I call interdimensional phenomena or connection. Hives, I should record this, but I won't. What time is it? It's 7. All right, I will start our recording. Just a moment.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. You are not authorized to start a recording at this time. Please contact customer service if you need assistance.
Everyone's hearing that I'm not authorized. Just a moment.
Ready.
Just a moment.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
This is Monday, February 28th, our last day of February. And this is Wynn Free in Sedona. And this is our simulcast BBS telephone conference line.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
And a topic for tonight is breaking through the frequency fence. And the amazing thing about this thing we call the frequency fence is that we don't even know it's there. We have been so accustomed to living within the confines of the frequency fence that we all feel like who we are is who we are. It would be as if you were someone who grew up in a jail and all you ever saw was the jail and the other convicts. And maybe they didn't have television and you couldn't know there was an outside world. And all you would think of is that's what all life was, that jail. And there are certain aspects to life in this dimension which are very comparable to that analogy, where we live in a jail. And we don't have bars, we have frequency fences. And frequency fences, just one way of saying it. We have closed matrices. We have reality systems. We have consensus reality. We have the belief systems that we were all brought up in. We have the newspapers all projecting a certain view of reality and television. And we live in that. And to us, that is what reality is. And if you look at it from a higher perspective, you find out that most of those things that we're paying attention to are jaded. They're convoluted. And if you look a little deeper, you find that they're not convoluted by accident. This is the amazing thing to figure out. And if this is the first time you're hearing this, then just have an open mind. Don't believe it, because you need to do a little research to prove this to yourself. But they are convoluted by design. There are intelligences that are holding this realm together. It's like if you were in jail, if you're in a jail, and there were jailkeepers, and they did not want you to know you were in a jail, and you were born in that jail, then it would create a reality system like that's all there is. And you would see those jailkeepers, and they might look like God because they bring your food. They let you out of your cage. They let you run around and exercise and then put you back in your cage. Well, there's an element to life in third dimension that is exactly like that. And that is all that noise. Let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And so we, as humans, are kept in a cage. And what is the nature of that cage? Why are we kept here? How do we break free? Many people are breaking free right now. Now, from the point of view of someone in a cage, when people break free, oftentimes they look crazy. They can say, that person is not free. That person is crazy. They are insane. They can't do that. They should be doing this. So this is how perfect the programming is, that when somebody happens to be free, in many cases, they will be identified by us as looking like they're crazy. And in a worst-case scenario, they get prejudiced against. And sometimes in past epochs of time, they were put away, they were killed, they were beheaded, because it's a trick to be in this realm and also break through. Because if you truly break through, you have to learn how to act normal so you don't look crazy to other people. And I'm talking to Terry the human now. Do you have any experience with that, Terry?
Yes.
That you want to share? Don't let me put you on the spot.
Well, I know that sometimes the person that comes through with the idea that's more true about how things are, that is divergent from how society and science of the time views it to be. And so then it threatens everybody. Like when the earth was, they felt the earth was flat, and it was like heresy to indicate anything else, because it destabilized the current view at the time. So sometimes in the past, for instance, myself, I used to be a writer in around the time of the French Revolution, and I had a library and I would publish books, and I was trying to put forth an attitude of peace between all people, and so I was not looked upon favorably, and I was tried, found guilty, and had my head chopped off. So sometimes when a person goes out and tells their view, then they can get crosswise of whoever's in power or trying to get in power, and that makes it very difficult in this realm.
You know, that idea of people being in jail and not knowing it. If somebody goes around and starts telling people, hey, you're in jail, they may not be popular, because people have learned to be comfortable in their jail. And now, bringing up that they're in jail and they're in prison creates a whole other perspective. And why should someone want to believe that? Because, you know, in the case we're talking about, we're not talking about a physical jail. We're talking about a psychic jail. We're talking about a vibrational jail. And we might wonder, I would wonder, if I heard me talking about this, and it was the first time I heard this kind of concept, I'd say, well, why are people put in that position? Why are they? Why are they not free? Why? What is the advantage? Assuming that there's an intelligence somewhere that is keeping people in jail, what is the advantage of keeping people in jail? And that's a good question, and there's an answer to it. And the interesting thing is if you believe in reincarnation and you take the idea that you have been in jail in many lifetimes, in one way or another. And actually, many of the people who are listening to these calls, who are attracted to this kind of work that we're doing, came into this realm from other dimensions. They chose and volunteered to come here because they wanted to wake up the realm. They wanted to release the prisoners. And once they got here, they forgot that that's why they came, and they ended up becoming imprisoned themselves. It is so tricky and so subtle because it's like we have created a psychic, what's the word here? Psychic interaction, agreements of reality with each other. Well, we've actually agreed to be imprisoned. And in most cases, if you're going to get out of your prison, you need to get a signal, an energy from a bigger place than the reality system that's imprisoning you. Otherwise, you just keep recycling in that same reality system. Just knowing about it is not enough. It's not enough to free you. It's like what I think who are the positive intelligences in other realms, because I believe we talk to them on these calls, have made many attempts of interacting with this realm to create circumstances that could free us. And I guess they have some degree of success. And in most cases, the very attempts to free us from our prisons end up getting taken over by the same negative forces that have put us in prison. So we have new names, but we haven't freed ourselves. We're just recycling the same stuff. This is a way to say it. And even what we're doing here, I hope, I know how it works. I see how easy it is to have something positive go negative, and how it's not in your mind. You know, I was reading an interesting book called Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. Are you familiar with that book, Terry?
I've seen the cover, but I never read the book.
Now, I haven't validated it all. I haven't read it all. But oftentimes, it's a book where this woman was communicating with the Pleiadians. And there were many things in it that are exactly like things we've learned, okay? Like, here, let me see here. The big show happens on many levels, not just in 3D. A chain reaction moves through all the dimensions of existence and all of consciousness. Some beings beam themselves to Earth in disguise as humans, or they incarnate, picking an opportunity to get a ticket into this reality to be here for this event. She's talking about the dimensional shift. Perhaps some of you sense you are not native to the planet and are not here as systems busters, are here to observe it, to participate, and to understand so that they can take the information back to their own system, which are always evolving. There are intelligent creatures who are able to manifest as humans and play the role out to perfection. Sometimes their memories are intact, and sometimes they have the veil down. It's not always easy for these beings to come here with full conscious memory of who they are elsewhere because of the frequency control. You will grow in your awareness over the next few years that you are members of the family of light in disguise as humans. Part of the planned evolution of the human species and the planned rearrangement of human DNA is for each person to begin to open a memory bank and remember who they are. In different dimensions of reality, there are, of course, different experiences and different laws. In 3D, where you have been locked as a human species for so long, there is a limitation on what you can experience. The third dimension is designed to focus on one existing reality at a time. It is designed this way according to frequency and nerve pulsation, and the rate that frequencies adjust the nerve pulsations within the body. You are magnetically and biogenetically tuned and designed. The members of the family of light are much more than human. Characteristically, you are supreme achievers in the multidimensional realm. One applies for a position in the multidimensional realm as a member of the family of light. As a member of the family of light, you have incarnated on this planet to prepare yourselves to do your work. What is your work? Your work is quite simple. You carry frequency into systems that have limited light frequency, because light is information. It's exactly what we've been teaching people, that we are learning to carry frequencies, not ideas, into this realm, and to hold those energies in the space where people are still in their darkness, where they're contracted. This is not cold computer data information. It is information that is transmitted biologically through an electromagnetic send-out of consciousness. This is what you are experts in. If you were to have a business card printed up for yourselves, when you are in full memory of your identity, it would say something like, Renegade Member of Family of Light System Buster, available for altering systems of consciousness within the free will universe, on call. You go for it. This is what you do. This is an aspect of your identity that you all have in common. And you are here in the millions at this time. You are here primarily to remember who you are, to operate multidimensionally within the system, and to teach humans, the natives of this place, that have been under frequency control for a long time, a new system. You are disguised as humans. As soon as you begin to realize this, you will extricate yourself from the human drama and the human dilemma of frequency control. Before frequency control was instituted by the raiding group of creator gods, now there's one, the raiding group of creator gods, we've learned that a long time ago, this realm was created, our planet, recreated to be under the control of others. And so, before frequency was instituted, the native species was somewhat clever. They had a very evolved system of receiving information and could directly receive on the planet from space contacts. They also had many different ways of distributing knowledge as it was received. Distributing knowledge on the planet at this time is based on technology, something outside of yourself. It is another clever bill of goods you were sold as a means of control. A long time ago, communication on this planet occurred through contact with one another by the use of internal mechanisms, not by technology outside of yourself. Most humans cannot grasp that their history goes back more than a few thousand years. You will learn, remember, and teach the planet. And you see, she's writing her book for people like us. And this book is not
yes.
new. This... Pardon me?
Yes. She
this
is
book
writing
written...
the book for people like us.
This was written in 1992, okay? 20 years ago. First, you will uncover and integrate the history of the planet for the past 300,000 years so that you can expand the picture of the human dilemma. Remember, the history is all inside of you, not outside of you. In your current technology, light-encoded filaments are being created outside of your body in symbolic form as a representation of the transmission of intelligence through fiber optics. The human species creates outside of itself what it must learn is inside of itself. It is part of the mastery of light. When the great library of yourselves was put into chaos, there was a little bit of data left that kept the species controllable, operable, manageable, and yet functioning on its own, performing tasks and stimulating it as a life form and a form of consciousness to produce a certain frequency, fear. This fear has been promoted for the past 300,000 years on this planet as a controlled substance in every version that you can think of. When a human being resonates electromagnetically and broadcasts the frequency of fear, a transmission of consciousness is sent out. Where does that fear go? Where do your thoughts go? Where do your emotions go? We have already said that collectively consciousness forms food. As systems busters, you have come to eradicate the food source or to change the food source from one of fear and chaos. Those are nourished by that food source. Now, what she's saying here is our fear creates a food source. It creates an energy for beings outside, inside this system as well, who use fear as a way of holding your energy and keeping it attracted to them, which she is saying is, but not food that you eat, energy food. You are here to bring information, light, the comprehension that there is a potential for change and a food source that works in cooperation and resonates with light. This is what you are about and what it is your responsibility to achieve. We understand that some of you are very puzzled about how to do this and how to bring about this state of impeccability to your own lives. One of the primary things we ask each of you to do from this moment forward is to not base any of your future experiences on the past. All of you love to drag the past in as an excuse for what might happen in the future. You are famous for this, but you must act as if you were a newly beamed down, innocent as a babe and ready to step forward into the circumstances of your daily life. As you awaken each morning and step forward each day, state with clarity what you intend to experience that day. If you are not doing this or cultivating the habit of doing it, then you would best get going. It is in this way that reality is designed. As we have said before, the big secret that has been kept from the human species is that thought creates experience and thought creates reality. All reality is created by thought. It is all subjective experience. But electromagnetically, you are being controlled in such a way as to create experiences within a certain spectrum of reality. You who are members of the family of light are well-traveled and well-attuned to the possibility of bringing new frequencies in. You have come here to hold the new frequencies being beamed to you from space that are setting into motion a new pattern inside your bodies. As you begin to know this is your purpose, you will be to design your purpose consciously, to get clear about what you want and to experience it no matter what area it is in. That is an absolute. What do you think of that, Terry? Doesn't that sound like she's talking about, wait a second, talking about what we do?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really defined it. It's like in order to come into this density, one has to limit their frequencies to the spectrum of frequencies that are available here. And it makes a great change from where we came from.
Give me a little more of this, and then we'll go back to you and me talking about this.
Okay.
Each of you likes drama in your own way. You get bored if you don't have stuff happening. This is why you formulated this plan, this rate. In actuality, this reality or world was set up by entities of the family of light a long time ago before the reality was rated. As members of the family of light, you were the original planners. There were many rich funds of consciousness here that were free to become attached to and to utilize. When the entities of other families that you have come to call dark took over the planet, they did a very good job of keeping light out. Light is only as big as your paradigm can get at this time. But there are other teams and kingdoms of consciousness out there as well. For now, we will just work with light and dark. The dark team did a good job of keeping light out for a long time. However, the time is up. You are the renegades of light. And you decide to come back and stage another rate of consciousness, millions of you at this time, because you knew in working with Prime Creator's energy that there was a high probability that everyone would achieve a great richness of consciousness. As you begin to pull this light into your bodies and onto the planet, many people who like drama may be affected. They may be pierced by light and have a reaction. Because the more light you bring in, the faster it will spread. Light is definitely growing on the planet as you remember that you are the native species working with the original planners here to take back your world from the raiders. Well, you know, you don't know that this has been happening. You have been programmed. You have been constrained. You have been made to believe you're not worthy, you're not loved, no one cares, you're isolated, there's no higher dimensions, there's no such thing as positive forces, God, and it's all part of an overlay to keep us imprisoned. Now, many people, one of the ways to get out of this prison, can't think your way out of it. You can't force your way out of it. You have to love your way out of it. You have to love, connect with forces, which is exactly what I believe we're doing when our calls and the work we're doing, to connect with energies that are above the prison. It would be going back to the jail, drilling a hole in the ceiling and saying, oh my God, I'm seeing the sky for the first time. So you need the experience of bringing those higher dimensions into this realm, through your body, and expand it into the space around you. And that is what changes people. It's not asking them to believe what you believe in. It's not saying, do you know about the dimensional shift? You've got to check out Winfrey's conference line, although I hope you tell people that, because the people that do start paying attention to this work, many of them go through huge transformations. This is a very rare opportunity that we're doing, and I'm sure there's others that are also doing it, where we are publicly making available for free, not because we can afford it, but because it's that important that I don't want anyone to miss it for money. And some of you have made donations, and we grew very, very thankful and grateful for those of you that have done that, because those donations are keeping this available to more and more people. There's a frequency on these calls. There's a frequency on our message a day. What is your level of passion in approaching it? I watch how people, I mean, some people are, it's changing their lives. It can change your life. The way it changes your life is not becoming a believer. It changes your life by tuning into the frequency. It's like there's a field of energy that we're creating in this work, a field of energy that when you move into it, you start picking up the frequency of that field. And that field is above the frequency fence. It's above the contraction of this level. It's the hole in the ceiling of the jail. And it's what enables you to experience feeling of the dimensions above this one. And for many of you who came into this realm to do this, who came into this realm to hold these energies here and who have forgotten, and, you know, when we say forgotten, we can mean hundreds of thousands of years of recycling lifetimes in this realm and lost track of who you really are and what your purpose is. And it's not your fault. This realm is such a fantastic movie. And when you're in it, you're in the movie. And it's not easy to find clues of what we're talking about. It hasn't been in the past. And even when they send somebody like a Jesus who came here to awaken these very things we're talking about, it gets taken over by the negative. It gets looked at like a belief system. It gets skewed. So instead of using the example of Jesus and the Christ consciousness to wake oneself up, one has convinced himself, well, if I believe in Jesus, I will be saved. Now, you know, where is a belief? It's in your mind. A belief does not make you graduate this realm. An open heart is the ticket to graduate this realm. An open heart and the ability to see everything as part of yourself. An ability to experience the law of one. And each day, you have to create an intention to lift above, to bring in and pay attention to spiritual things. Not to believe in them, but to let the frequency come into you, to feel the frequencies of the higher realms. Some of you can feel them right now, hearing me talk. Feel the energy on the line. Look inside yourself. Create thoughts and intentions and determination to make things shift. not through force, but through love. I'll tell you what, we have 36:46, we have about 15 minutes. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Now, you've been sick. We don't have to do a channeling. I could keep talking about this. I'll ask you if you feel up to it.
Yeah, I think that I'd like to speak as little as possible.
So would you rather put it off or just leave a little 5 minutes towards the end?
Yeah.
Which one?
Do 5 minutes towards the end.
Okay. All right, so we'll keep talking about this. You know, one of the things we've talked about before is the DNA and the way DNA is part of the holding pattern for the frequencies that keep one trapped. And how there's 12 strands of DNA, and each strand of DNA is like a hologram to a greater universe. And humans were engineered to have two strands of DNA working, and which is the root chakra and the sex chakra. They were designed, I hate to say this for some of you that have illusions on this, but according to all our information, and not only our information, but cross-referenced information, there was a Jewish scholar, and I'm not saying everything anyone does is said true, but this came through Carla Ruckert, it came through Daphne, it came through Terry when I've asked questions about it. Humans were designed 4 million years ago to be slaves and gold miners. And they were designed to have two strands of DNA activated. Now, the thing about DNA is the being that has more strands activated can control the being with less strands. Now, that could be good or it can be bad. It could be, maybe control is not always the right word, but and certainly if you're talking about the third chakra, the third strand of DNA, which is the power chakra, control is the right word. If you're talking about the fourth strand, inspire, connect, open, care is the right word. And so an interesting thing that came through Daphne, that humans learned to open their higher strands of DNA by being in the energy fields of love that started with romance and sex. And they were designed to be able to procreate so that there could be a continuation of the slave lines, and they started over periods of time to break loose. And so there were many things that were imposed on human evolution to keep humans in the slavery state. If you look at humans today, and you look at how humans have to work so hard to make ends meet. At the same time, there are other humans who have enough money to live 1,000 lifetimes in super luxury. And yet, so many humans who are beautiful and loving are trapped in this very difficult circle of making ends meet. And it's getting harder. It's getting harder. You know, it's not an accident that it's getting harder. Do you know that there's the hope of the negative, that if they make us tired enough and beat us down enough, we won't rebel because, and make us dumb enough? Did you know that American schools are like some of the worst in the world? That in the 60s, we had a really good educational system, and the educational system has really gone south. And how is it we can afford so many billions of dollars for war in the Middle East and almost the budgets for education have just been declining? It's because uneducated people are more docile. They're easier followers. It's all by design. Did you know fluoride, which is in the water, supposedly screws up the pineal gland? The pineal gland is one of those things in the body which is a gateway for interdimensional connection. And by drinking fluoride or putting fluoride on toothpaste, that the pineal gland shuts down. That's not an accident. There's people that are very aware of what's happening. And there are so many things like this that we don't even know we're subject to and that are participating in keeping us contracted. When we start receiving the vibrations of the higher realms, and we do this, if you're not on our Sunday calls, I really recommend checking in because we focus on doing this on our Sunday calls. Receiving those vibrations and letting them come through your system is what starts to reprogram your DNA. It's what starts to release you from the prison of this realm. And never in the history of mankind has it been more important to be sure that you free yourself from this prison. Never, because of this dimensional shift, because of this division of souls that's taking place, that the repercussions for your own personal evolution are far greater now than in past lifetimes when you could just keep repeating on the earth until you got it right, if you got it right. So we're down to our 5 minutes, and we'll just get a couple of comments from our sources on this. Let me call in the light. Are you there? Are you unmuted, Terry? Do I hear a yes? I don't hear you.
Okay.
I'm unmuted. I am muted. You were muted, right?
Yes.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and every one of you who is listening, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. See ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of the earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a coming together of all the consciousnesses, all the energies of those of you who are on the line or who listen to this in the future, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of your souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. You know, maybe you guys are listening or understanding that calling in of the light. It exactly talks about everything that we've talked about on this call. And we have about 5 minutes, and I'm going to turn it over to our sources to greet us and to tell us from their perspective, how do we free ourselves from this frequency fence, from these contracted frequencies?
Thank you. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We do not look at it as contracted frequencies. We look at it as frequencies that are geared for a slower, a more persistent experience for individuals who are in your realm. Because of the focus upon these frequencies and the presence of the frequencies of Earth, the individuals moving in the third density timeline do not think to look for the higher frequencies from which they have come. It makes an isolation and a natural barrier to the higher realms, and individuals lose a number of their natural abilities by still grounding in and becoming totally at home with the lower frequencies. It makes it harder to make contact with the realms from which you came. We send you these frequencies that shine and it is as if light were playing on jewels, shimmering, moving. And we send you these frequencies, we flood these frequencies to you. It is the focus upon the frequencies within the third density that keep one from seeing the shining, the love that is available in the higher frequencies. And we send love, light, and love to each and every one of you. Those are our comments.
Thank you so much. And it's 7:50. We're actually just on time. And this will be the end of our show tonight. Thank you all so much for being here, and we'll see you later in the week. And I'll add one thing. If any of you suddenly stop getting messages, please email me. I just reply to any of the old messages, and I'll get it. Because there were a few people that mysteriously, I don't know if it was a hacker or what, but got off of our list that shouldn't have. So we're not stopping, okay? Bless you all. Have a great week. And thank you for everyone on the conference line, everyone on the replays, and we'll see you next time.
To stop conference recording, your conference recording has stopped. There are 2 moderators and 7 participants on the call.